This year marks a landmark anniversary for Atlanta. It's been 20 years since the city hosted the 1996 Summer Olympic Games. We looked back at the impact of the Games last week, including how the Olympics changed the city's culture.
One of the ways in which I was able to really become very critical of Atlanta's winning the bid and the hosting of the Olympic Games was through Dirty Southern Hip Hop, created by Organized Noise, the Outkast and Goody Mob. And a lot of their early music, particularly their first album, Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music with Outkast and Goody Mob, speaks to the Olympification of Atlanta.
That's Maurice Hobson, an assistant professor of African American Studies at Georgia State University. He says the single Get Up, Get Out from Outkast's debut album provides a window into how Atlanta's African American community responded to the changes.
To get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something.
The chorus of the song, which is crooned by CeeLo from the Goody Mob and CeeLo Green, talks about is a conversation around black folk and apathy.
Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always ask to give me some, living life like a punk.
One of the things that I've come up with in my research is what I call the Olympification of a city, or the Olympification of Atlanta. And as we all know, Atlanta won the bid for the Olympic Games on September 18th, 1990. 95 years to the day that Booker T. Washington gave his speech entitled The Atlanta Compromise in Piedmont Park in 1895. And so what takes place as a result of Atlanta winning the Olympic bid is a movement of urban renewal, gentrification, neoliberalism, political economy, and a host of other things that really franchises the city for world consumption. But the result of franchising for the world is it disfranchises, criminalizes, and demonizes the poor of Atlanta, who are overwhelmingly black.
I get this cruel and demeaning, sick of taking trash out of toilet bowl cleaning. But I'm also sick and tired of struggling. I never ever thought I'd have to resort to drug smuggling. Nah, that ain't what I'm about. See, no, we'll just continue traveling this route without any doubt or fear. I know the Lord ain't brought me this far so he can drop me off here. Did I make myself clear?
The interesting thing about this song for me is that when I was a child, a small child, born in the 70s, Maynard Jackson was considered to be a sacred cow by my parents. They all admired him as a major political mover and shaker. It was almost as if he was a god. And I remember as a child coming to Atlanta and my parents seeing him. And he was such a big man who would shake everyone's hands. And he had this really loud voice. And so in my mind, listening to my parents, Maynard Jackson was the good guy. But when my generation gets on the stage to talk about Maynard Jackson, they label him as crooked. And so the real question began to be, so what happened to the narrative of Maynard Jackson in the 70s and 80s to where my generation would be critical of him? And one of the things that I began to look at is the conversations around the Rodney King riots, the incident that took place in 1992.
A player ain't a gangster, but a player can handle his business. You need to get up, get out, get something, smoke out, because it's all about money, money, money. Yeah, right.
In March of 1991, a motorist in Los Angeles by the name of Rodney King was beaten unmercifully by the police. And so as a result, unrest broke out in many of the urban areas, and Atlanta was one of them. And so what you have are students from the Atlanta University Center that merged with young people from the west side of Atlanta that marched on downtown. And they felt that Maynard Jackson had turned their backs on him because he was more interested in keeping the face, the image of the city as this Olympic city, and keeping up all of the development for the Olympics versus listening to the needs of these young people. As a result of this, Cameron Gibbs' rendition of Get Up, Get Out really talks about how Atlanta's fashioning as a black mecca, which is at the center of Atlanta hosting the Olympics, because hosting the Olympics shows that Atlanta had transcended the sordid racial history of the American South to become something of an America's newest international and world-class city. And so as a result of this, as this image of Atlanta is pushed forth, Cameron Gibbs' rendition of what's going on is laid out in this track. And it really begins to call some things into question, such as the militarization of the police, the prison industrial complex, and how Black Atlantans looked at the Black City Hall.
So keep your eyes peeled for the Cobra unit, cause they know for jumping out of black Chevy, trusting through the ball. Here comes the red dogs, I'm busting out around the corner in my hall. Dipping from the area, I'm scared. So one of these bitches might wind up dead, cause I have no time for jail. Clapping cops, gouging bail, and crooked face Campo got the whole country thinking that my city is the big lick for 96.
And so it is at that point that we begin to see Gip really begin to critique Maynard Jackson and actually make the statement, and Crooked Jackson got the whole country thinking that my city is the big lick for 96. Lick meaning that it is the it's the newest and quickest way to make the massive amount of dollar. It's a actually uber capitalist.
How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out and get something, cause you and I got to do for you and I.
Organized Noise's music, Outkast and Goody Mob's music, really served as a kind of oral history to the issues that plagued Atlanta. And so when I listened to an Outkast or Goody Mob song from that era, I was able to go into archives and find court cases. I was able to find historic events. I was able to find policies that were created that are specifically detailed in Outkast music. And what I argue there is that Outkast and Goody Mob are sincerely detailing what they hear the community discuss. Police brutality. It's a conversation around, you know, education, joblessness, homelessness, all of these different kind of conversations that we can see through what I call the Olympification of Atlanta.
Maurice Hobson is an assistant professor of African American Studies at Georgia State University. He's also author of the forthcoming book, The Legend of the Black Mecca, Myth, Maxim, and the Making of an Olympic City.